Those bowls, that vibration is nurturing. Thank you so much, Linda. I extend a wonderful, joyous Mother's Day to each of you today. It is such a celebration of nurturing. That's why we're here today. And I want to thank Ms. Shanna for allowing me to speak today. It is a privilege and an honor to be here with you. And thank you for sharing your joy and choosing to come to Unity of Lawrence today, where we can take the opportunity to wake up, be aware of the divine nature within us. And I invite you just to take a moment. I know we have our altar over here with our beautiful pictures, and I wrote my grandmother's names and my mother-in-law's name over there. So I invite you to also write the names of mothers if you didn't bring a picture. Just a sacred time, but just bring to mind someone or the people. Some of you may have a long list of those that have nurtured and supported and loved you throughout your life. And it could be your birth mother or your adopted mom, your chosen mama. We have those in our lives. Or even a father who nurtured us, gave us that love, or a pet perhaps. Anyone that showed open-hearted, unconditional love to us. We just take a moment to remember and appreciate those that have loved and nurtured us. So important. Thank you. And I am delighted to have my family here today, my mother, Mary. And thank you, she's here. And also my daughter, Jenna, and I feel like I'm a stand-in mom for my niece, Monica. So thank you all for being here, and the boys too. I just wanted to let you all know that I've had many strong women in my life that have modeled patience and guidance and wisdom and definitely prayer. So I am grateful for all the women who have come into my life and modeled that. Celebrating Mom's Day goes back into our ancient cultures. Even the Greeks and Romans revered the divine feminine energy. In 1870, after the Civil War, a woman by the name of Julia Ward wrote a proclamation of motherhood. And that was the intention of uniting families and bringing people together and celebrating peace. Well, at that time, it didn't take off too well. But in 1908, a woman by the name of Anna Jarvis revived Mother's Day in America. And she did this because she wanted to honor her mother who had passed. And so that's what the essence of Mother's Day has come out of, is that you honor a woman who honored the mother who had passed. And my husband and I have actually been to a Motherless Daughter's Day celebration. They have it annually in Kansas City, where you go to a park, they ask you to bring a sacred object, a picture, and there's a big circle. There's about 30 people, that was a few years back, that went. I went to honor my grandmother and my mother-in-law, and it's just time to have that ritual, that sacred time of remembering those that came before us, that you speak their name in a group and share with others the memories that you have, and light a candle, and even a balloon blessing that we did to carry those thoughts on and on and on. So it's just important to have support in your community. This community has so much support of during the holidays, during those tough times, perhaps of pain or grief, to have support, ask for what you need, and honor loved ones together. So in a lot of the groups that I've been in here at Unity Church of Lawrence, we've done that. We've honored those that have come before us. There are lots of symbols that represent feminine energy, and I know that the lotus is one. All of you know the lotus flower, how it blooms and floats on the water, and its roots go deep down into the muck. It's still such a beautiful flower. And also our hands. Hands can represent feminine energy, whether that's for prayer or for opening and embracing. And I know there's many males in this community that have that healing energy as well. Jim's space is blank there, but he knows who he is. And yes, lots of the hands represents, in addition to the hands, the heart represents that energy and how we can have an endless flow of love from our heart that can nurture ourselves and others, and the peace of all the vast emotions that the heart represents. And let us not forget Mother Earth and Sister Moon. For when we're grounded in the earth and we can see a moonlit night, how nurturing is that for our souls? When I first came into Unity about 15 years ago, the ministers would pray to Mother, Father, God. I wasn't quite sure about that, but it resonated with me. And I learned more about how the Fillmore said the divine energy of the masculine in our thoughts represents the male energy of a Father God, and the feminine energy of our emotions. And when those two are brought together in prayer, or just when our thoughts and our feelings are brought together, we can manifest a wonderful reality. Just having that energy of putting our thoughts and our feelings together to manifest what we want in our lives. I was also thinking about how in a prayer practice, when you have your thoughts and your emotions and that true belief, nothing can stop you. So I love the Mother, Father, God prayer, that we can address the divine as Mother, Father, God. But I was also thinking about what are the ways sometimes we forget to nurture that divine, or we feel that sense of separation. And for me, it's taking things personally or believing that critical mind sometimes gets me in trouble. And I have yet to master totally to release those shortcomings. But the majority of my life, I felt like I'm a kind of insensitive, intuitive child, and growing into my adulthood, there's been many times I've taken things personally. And so I wanted to share that with you and talk about how in my prayer time, I was wondering about what's an image that I could overcome taking things personally. And instantly a duck came to my mind. Okay, I'll take a duck. And I was thinking about how the duck's feathers do not absorb water. When things happen, the water just beads up and just falls off the duck. And if the duck did absorb water, it would be heavy, and it would be harder for it to swim. So maybe some of you can relate to that. If you take things personally or take in that criticism, that your heart just gets heavy, sometimes it's hard to make a decision, or even hard to move. So I was thinking about how ducks, when they're flowing through the water, it's like they stand up and they just shake off things, and then they settle back down, and then they glide away. So I like to practice that. You know, when something's coming at me, and I can just shake it off, physically just shake it off, and snuggle down into my divinity and glide off. But maybe those are just surface things. What about those tougher things, like more than just pulling up your bootstraps or shaking things off? And that's when I come to value unity even more. And the five basic principles and how prayer and meditation can be so powerful. Those thoughts, those emotions, that letting go, the thanksgiving of prayer. And how breathing, can everybody just take a breath with me? Breathing in meditation is so powerful. It helps us to release things. It gives us the conscious connection with spirit. That's what breathing is inspiration, the breath in spirit. And I think practicing surrender in meditation helps me in not taking things so personally, because I can stay centered and aligned with the core of my being. I know my source. And the opinions of others are just the opinions of others. And I know my true identity. You could say that meditation is the prescription for building immunity for not taking things personally. I think I'll say that again. You could say meditation is the prescription for building immunity for not taking things personally. How powerful is that? How simple is that? It just takes some discipline and discernment. And thinking about the ducks and the freedom that comes, you know, they can fly, they can swim, they dive down, you know, whatever it takes just to feel that freedom. Living a conscious life and knowing that we're one with God, that we are the living expressions of love and light helps. A scripture verse from John 1, verse 5, it states that the light shines in the darkness and that the darkness does not comprehend it. So when we have that awareness, we have our prayer practice, we are nurturing our divinity. The power of awareness brings transformation. The light doesn't know the darkness, and it dispels everything. Another piece about not taking things personally, I read in Myrtle Fillmore's book, How to Let God Help You, tells us, don't bother with what others think or say about you. God loves you and approves of what you do and knows that you're always doing our best to follow in Christ's way. The opinions of others cannot get you down or lift you up. You have the power of God within you to raise yourself up right where you are. You are his child, and you have the ability along all lines and the freedom to do whatever you wish to do. Our higher self knows this nurturing truth. And we have the gift of choice. And we choose to see through the eyes of love. Will you say that with me? I choose to see through the eyes of love. Maybe you'll tell your neighbor. I choose to see through the eyes of love. It is a choice. Thank you. We're always rooted in divine love, all the time. It's up to us to nurture and create this reality. Our innate wisdom knows the power within us, and it's up to us to wake up to that, to have the awareness, to live from there. I wanted to share with you some things that I have in my journal about what my mama told me. And no, it's not no mama jokes, but it is about what my mama told me. Some of you may resonate with this. Share, play fair, clean up after yourself, balance work and play, and say you're sorry when you hurt someone. My mama also told me to draw close to God, to speak words of truth, power, and joy. See the goodness in others. Follow your heart. See your body as a temple where divine love, health, and harmony reside. And here are a few quotes from my mama. You will find that if you love folks and live happily among them, they will love you. God knows the desires of your heart. Listen to your guidance. Be still and know. These are so good. Pray with and for the light, and use your courage to walk in the light. Know that prayer lifts you into a wonderful sense of oneness with God. And my mama was a powerful prayer presence. She spoke these words of truth. And I can feel God's love enfolding us when we say these words, when we remember to radiate health and refuse to live in apparent lack. Do not worry. Rise above your limitations. Do not fail to see the goodness within and around you. And speak kindly to those you love. Praise those who mean so much to you. Give thanks and accept your good. And praise the qualities in yourself. And finally, take time. Make time for nurturing the life power within you. Now, my mom might be thinking, I didn't say things in exactly those words. But my mama is your mama. And these are the words of Mother Myrtle Fillmore. Myrtle wrote letters. She couldn't help but write down the things that inspired her and knew of her oneness with God and never wanted us to forget to nurture ourselves. Will you take heed to Mama Myrtle's words and practice them with me? Say yes? Yes. Yes. Well, I really love talking about principle and the Fillmores and everything that Unity has given me in my life for nurturing. And one of those things is stepping into prison ministry. That I got the call about a year ago that this was mine to do. And when I was thinking about Mother's Day and my dream of stepping into this ministry, I thought about the inmates and their relationships with their moms and how hard it must be not to give them a hug, reach out to them. They might be lucky if they get a phone call. But time and again, when I ask them, who do you believe in and who believes in you and who's your hero and where does the love within you come from? Time and again, it's their mother. Every time, mostly, when I say, who believes in you? Who's your hero? And I honor them in how, I honor the mothers, how no matter what they've done, just like Shanna tells us, no matter what they've done, that love will never stop. It's an endless love. And it just inspires me. It helps me to love myself more, to love my children more. And I know that also if they can just get a raindrop of that love inside their heart, that opens them up. And then they're free not to feel so imprisoned. It's a beautiful process. I'm so blessed to be in that. And thank you for letting me share that piece. It just came to me. And the last part that I wanted to share with you is about what it means to be a mom myself. I know that the most rewarding and the toughest thing is to balance letting go with listening to my guidance. Sounds kind of like life, doesn't it? That by letting go, the older they get, the more independent they are. Even 1, 2, 3 years old, just more independence. They're walking away, running away from you. But it is a process of loving them unconditionally and letting them go. And when we're present to them, that gives them the permission to go after their dreams. In fact, I have 3 children myself, and my oldest boy wants to go in the Marines. Talk about letting go. And my daughter wants to move to Alaska. I am a sun goddess, and warmth is where I'm going to be staying. So I bless her. And then my youngest son is undecided, and all that's okay. So as I mature into my motherhood, celebrate my divinity, it's a practice of letting go. And I know for certain, by my letting go, it allows them to nurture their divinity and follow their dreams. Know that we're all children of God. and that we are rooted in divine love. Namaste.
Thank you.